Therefore, it is adjudicated by this conference, lawfully assembled, by the power of treaty hereby made among planets, that Tolnep shall hereinafter, for a space of 100 years, be regarded as an outlaw nation. Do you so vote?
They so voted, and with deep scowls of determination.
All treaties with the planet and nation of Tolnep are cancelled herewith. Do you so vote?
They so voted.
All embassies and legations and consulates of the Tolnep planet and nation shall be closed and their diplomats expelled. And for the space of the next 100 years, diplomatic functions in minor matters shall be undertaken by the Horvins embassies, legations, and consulates at usual charges. Do you concur?
They concur.
Since the personal safety of the said Schleim was promised by this conference, and since it guaranteed to return the said Schleim unharmed to his planet, it is the decision of this conference that the said Schleim be deposited naked and in chains in the public slave market of the city of Kreeth, Tolnep, as an expression of disfavor of this conference. Is this your wish?
It was their wish. Schleid hissed and spat. Johnny wondered when they were going to get around to reparations. It was a thin hope, but it was a hope. Foul Japan was continuing.
Since Tolnep had the majority of war vessels, and since its officer was, according to the testimony of Schleim himself earlier in this conference, the senior and commanding officer of the combined force, it is the finding of this conference that the non-Tolnep nations, which complemented the combined force, are nationally absolved of the offense. But that, as the presence of their forces poses a continued threat in the skies above this conference, this absolution is dependent on the following conditions. A. That they ensure that the Tolnep fleet deposits any and all prisoners taken, unharmed, undamaged, at a spot to be designated by the Earth military commander. B. That they themselves deposit any prisoners they may have taken, unharmed, undamaged, at the same or similar place. C. That they then escort, with the use of any military persuasion necessary, the Tolnep fleet back to Tolnep. D. That they direct the Tolnep fleet to land on the surface of Tolnep, it being known to the conference that the Tolnep fleet cannot, thereafter, take off again. And E. That they then return to their respective homelands. The forces mandated by this clause are those of the Bolbods, Horvins, Hockners, Jambitchows, and Drawkins. And any and all forces retained by them, and any and all forces of any other planet or nation from outside this system. Is it so decreed?
There was some discussion as to whether the emissaries representing these forces should vote or abstain.
I suppose,
whispered Voraz,
you can designate a deposit place for the prisoners in the absence of other authority.
Yes,
Johnny whispered back.
But they don't say what we do with any prisoners we may have of theirs.
This isn't a peace treaty,
whispered Lord Voraz.
This relates to offenses against this conference. I put in a word about Earth prisoners. They're planetary assets, you see. Prisoners you have from the fleet up there would only be mentioned if this were a peace treaty. And I doubt they'd take them back due to possible contamination. You might want to get even through biological warfare. You're covered since they included unharmed and undamaged in the clause.
Assets, thought Johnny. You're just concerned about the value of the property you're trying to repossess. But he didn't say it. He was glad they'd get any Earth prisoners back.